Back to order. Committee, we have about a half an hour, and we have a number of things we're going to go through here. First will be Senator Ferrioli on the Columbia River Gorge Subcommittee findings of fact. Then we will go to the discussion of Senate Bill 12. And then we will take written reports from the interim task forces, since we don't have time for reports from all the work groups. We've simply run out of time in the interim. So, Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The fact of the matter is that Senator, or that Representative Smith and I have been working as co-chairs on the Subcommittee on Columbia River Gorge Commission Review, along with Representative Krupp and some other members of the committee. And I'm happy to report that this morning we held our subcommittee meeting for final findings of fact. There was some testimony by the one of the members of the Gorge Commission, and some testimony by the executive director of the Gorge Commission, and they were very supportive of our findings. They, as a matter of fact, expanded some of the findings and recommendations. They suggested some consolidation of a couple and some expansion of a couple of other of the findings. But in the main, they were very supportive. We looked at three or four different mechanisms for improving the function of the Columbia River Gorge Commission as it relates to administration of the Scenic Area Act. I don't need to or want to take the committee's time to read all of the more than 20 findings of fact, but they primarily are aimed at smoothing the administrative processes, creating conflict resolution mechanisms, clarifying jurisdictional issues, working to release federal appropriations that have been made for economic development in the area, connecting with Washington state legislators for coordinated action in providing direction to the commission, and possibly, at the request of the Columbia River Gorge Commission itself, taking joint legislative action that will create mechanisms that the commission itself feels it needs for conflict resolution and adjudications. So we basically have, I think, got a series of recommendations to improve the perception and the real function of the Columbia River Gorge Commission, and really make a difference in improving the way the scenic area is administered. This will benefit Oregonians and Washingtonians. We also made these recommendations in three public hearings that were held within the Columbia Gorge Scenic Area itself, one in Corbett, one in Hood River, and one in the Dalles. Is that right?
Cascade
Lock, excuse me. And we took over 20 hours of testimony from the public at those meetings. We had good participation from the public. There were several hundred citizens that showed up to make testimony. And I'm very gratified that the commission has, in fact, acknowledged that they have some challenges. They've asked for our help to meet those challenges. They were supportive of the tenor and tone and set of recommendations that were made. And they, for the most part, agree with our findings of fact. They will be submitting some further written testimony on requests they have for additional help in making administrative changes to the act, and again, I'm just very gratified by the members, Senator Duke, Senator Messerly, Representative Smith, Representative Krupp, Donna Nelson, Representative Chris Beck, and Kathy Lowe all served on this subcommittee. So, Madam Chairman, with that, I will conclude my remarks just to say that it's our pleasure to present to the full committee, the subcommittee's recommendations and findings of fact, which are supported by the members and by, since we did not have a quorum, by consensus this morning.
Well, thank you, Senator Ferrioli. I'd like to commend you all for your good hard work. I appreciate the fact that this is in bullets. It's very easy to read, and your recommendations are very clear and concise, and I hope that this will provide a lot of improvement in that situation.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to take the opportunity to thank Senator Ferrioli for chairing this committee. Although I was a co-chair, he did all the heavy lifting. After 15 years of implementation of the Scenic Area Act, it was the first opportunity for citizens who are residents within the gorge to to be able to come to us and provide testimony, and they were overwhelmingly impressive, I guess is the word to say. And it was hard to go through all those hours. I want to thank all the committee members for taking the time. I think we're well on the way to making some needed corrections, and I just thought it was worth doing. So thank you, Senator Ferriola.
Thank you. And Co-Chair, Vice Chair.
Thank you. Okay. We will move on to the next item. The rapidly moving land size discussion, Senate Bill 12. We have John Ballew and Keith Mills. Bowley, I'm here. Excuse me. And thank you for your patience in dealing with our convoluted agenda.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. I'm John Bolio with the Oregon Department of Geology. With me is Vicki McConnell, Deputy Director, and she'll be working closely with the Senate Bill 12 process as it moves along. I should call her doctor, but I've had laryngitis for a week and she can't do a thing for me. You have in front of you a handout of what our main testimony is today, and I'll be very brief. On November 22nd, recall there was concern about the rule my agency had put out earlier about rapidly moving landslides. On November 22nd, the board rescinded that rule, thereby putting a stop to any implied moratoria on land use as structured into Senate Bill 12, and we rescinded it with an emergency action. Emergency actions are only good for 6 months. This means that my board will have to move ahead with additional rulemaking of a permanent nature by the end of June. And in that effort, they will, of course, be sensitive to the anything going on in the legislature and any of the concerns of local government. We will not have any further review area maps out there on June 30th, so it's going to be an interesting set of rules. Thirdly, we did have a publication that was discussed at the last meeting that had large amounts of Western Oregon depicted as prone to landslide activity. It's an excellent technical map, but it is not a further review area map when viewed in context with the requirements placed on local government. So we have revised the text on the map to indicate that it's a very fine landslide map, and it's a good tool to use in making further review maps later, but it does not present any further review area map areas at this time. Moving along, we look at next biennium with a little apprehension from the standpoint of funding, and what we have done with Senate Bill 12 activity, if there is to be any, is to place it into a policy option package, and we are actively looking for outside sources of funding to help make that possible. So that'll be discussed more at Ways and Means. And then finally, there was comments last time about how do our maps compare with those of the Department of Forestry. And as you recall, there were at least three major differences. One was that we included in our maps areas of low risk, not just moderate to high. Secondly, we had different types of digital data to begin with in generating the maps. And thirdly, we showed runout areas, whereas the forestry maps didn't show that. I think the important point here is that the maps show different things, and the agencies are continuing and to work together to reconcile and to come up with a product that doesn't confuse the public. Because one of the concerns last time was, what does the public do when they see more than one map for a certain type of hazard? So that those conversations are going well. And with that, I'll conclude my testimony.
Questions?
Madam Chairman.
Senator Ferriola.
Mr. Bolio, I think the import of these maps and the importance of this concept to the operations of the counties and the permitting process and the private landowners can virtually guarantee that this issue is considered at great length and breadth and depth in the next legislative session. so I guess I wish you Godspeed for the next month or so, and and that when we get into the next legislative session, I'm sure you'll be back for Natural Resources Committee with additional maps and additional information and reports. Is that not your opinion?
Special Session 5 eliminated general fund support for the position making these maps, and he's now doing what his contract's telling him to do, which is to work on earthquake hazards in Clackamas County. So temporarily we're stalled here, and we can continue to search for outside funds. We have several ideas out there where we might get outside funds from the federal government, but we may need some help getting that to work.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Keith Mills.
Chair Close, members of the committee, for the record, Keith Mills, staff geotechnical engineer with Oregon Department of Forestry. I've provided some written testimony for you, and I'll try to briefly summarize that here. At the last meeting of this committee, John Bolia and I also testified about some of the issues related to shallow, rapidly moving landslides, and there were a couple issues raised at that meeting, so I wanted to clarify those, and unfortunately one of those was the difference between the Department of Forestry's and the Department of Geology's mapping, and Dr. Bolia answered that, so I don't need to repeat that. The second issue is the issue of implementation of Senate Bill 12, and on the second page of my testimony I include one of the findings from Senate Bill 12 that the legislature made in 1999, and that basically talks about the importance of shared responsibility of all parties that are affected by rapidly moving landslides as a necessary action to effectively protect the public. That, we believe, is a very important cornerstone of Senate Bill 12, and there may be various ways to implement that, but that's going to be a key part of protecting the public from rapidly moving landslides. Right now, without a map or other tool available, there's nothing that the local governments really have right now that they can use to effectively identify these locations that are at substantial risk of rapidly moving landslides, and that's a pretty important issue. This group at its last meeting talked about appointing a work group to see what the options are for investigating how to inform local governments and how to implement that shared responsibility. And should this committee so choose, we would be happy to provide technical support for such a group. I've talked to a number of people in the forest industry and in local governments about this, and I think it'd be important if a work group was put together to have representatives from both family forest landowners, industrial forest landowners, and also local governments. And again, I'd be happy to provide technical support to that group. I provided technical support to the Joint Interim Committee on Landslides and Public Safety in 1998, and then to the Senate Bill 12 work group in 1999. So that's a real brief summary of my testimony here. Again, thank you for giving me an opportunity to testify before you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Question. I guess I just have a quick one. I was looking at your one death per 100,000 exposed people per year, and since we have 3.5 million people, it looks like that would be about 31 deaths. Is that in a low population area or high?
Chair Close, that is just for the population that's affected by this hazard, which is a relatively small population. We did a fairly detailed analysis of risk and found that most of the population of Oregon is at very low risk of these landslides. And there's just a few different population areas that are at much higher risk that get that number up there.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions?
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to Senator Farioli now, and I'm going to hand him the gavel because he's going to get out in a minute.
Well, Madam Chairman, I don't know if it's necessary to give me the gavel, but I just wanted to thank the members of the committee for an extraordinary amount of work during the interim. We had 8 full committee meetings, 3 subcommittee meetings at the Columbia Gorge Scenic Area Act oversight, at least 10 salmon committee sub-meetings, all in the context of the last interim, including 5 special sessions. So it's just an incredible amount of work that was done. And I know that I, as the Senate chair, am joined by the House chair of this committee in thanking the members and appreciating all the work they did. It's just an awful lot of work. We are able to express our appreciation. Unfortunately, the gilt-edged gold ornate frames for these certificates of appreciation have not arrived and will not likely arrive. But in the meantime, Madam Chairman, I'd like to distribute these certificates if I have your permission to do that.
Absolutely. Where is he going? He's doing this from the floor.
To Representative Bob Jensen. Thank you very much. Let me begin to try to express my appreciation for all your work.
Thank you, Senator.
To Representative Al King for all of his work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We may have something additional for you, despite the tie.
Yeah, that's a great tie.
It is a great tie.
Thank you, sir, for all of your hard work.
Thank you, Senator.
Representative Smith. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Co-chairing our subcommittee, Representative Tomei, thank you very much for all of your hard work.
And, you're very welcome.
Then would you like me to proceed with the other
action? Please.
One of our members who's just been extraordinary in service, this is possibly the last official meeting in the legislature.
I have one tomorrow on PERS. You want to come along?
So just as a just a token of appreciation from the Natural Resources Committee, Representative King served in 1999, 2001, and 2002 on the Joint Administration Species Recovery Committee. He served on the Ways and Means Natural Resources Subcommittee in 1999. He served on the House Agricultural and Forestry Committee in 2001. He served on the House Water and Environment Committee in 2001. And he served on the Joint Natural Resources Committee in 2001-2002. And that's an extraordinary record of service to the natural resource community. So we wanted to, from our Joint Natural Resources Committee, representing both and myself, just wanted to convey to you our appreciation in a more tangible form. So I hope that you'll take this back and with our appreciation for many years of diligence and good service to the natural resource community. So,
thank you.
Thank you so much. I want you to notice that although they did spell your name right, the word representative has many creative spellings throughout it. And
Judith is an interesting one.
Yes, and Judith has agreed that she will coordinate the replacement of that plaque with one that's identical, but is correctly articulate along with our
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
again.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. That was great talk.
Short speeches. We love him.
And we're still on schedule.
Thank you, Steve. Bob, we're not hearing anything on well constructor?
Well constructor education.
Well constructor?
And that they would take the whole shit.
Yeah.
Good.
So do we have...
There's three, but there was one that was already at your seat when you arrived today.
Colleagues, before we adjourn, we have a little housekeeping left, and that is to take in receipt and note for the record some memorandums that were required to be reported back to the Natural Resources Joint Committee, and that first of which is... to the Interim Natural Resources Committee from Dick Peterson from the Land Quality, who is the Land Quality Division Administrator, and it was an update on House Bill 2150 on spill prevention. So let the record show that we have received a written report from Mr. Peterson on behalf of the Land Quality Division, who is the Administrator. So noted, dated December 10th, 2002. We are also in receipt of a report from Paul Clary, who is the director of the Water Resources Department. This is a report on department implementation of Senate Bill 579, the Well Constructor Continuing Education. We are in receipt of that report, and so the record will show that Mr. Clary did report on Senate Bill 579 to the legislature as required and ordered. We also have a December 10th dated version of an Interim Natural Committee report from, also from Dick Peterson from Land Quality Division Administrator, which is an update on House Bill 2150 relating to spill preventions. So let the record show that we are in receipt of the December 10th, 2002 update to House Bill 2150 on spill prevention. And also, in finally, we essentially are finished with our agenda today, and I'll pass the gavel back to the co-chair.
Okay, well, and I'd just like to add my thanks to all of you for your very hard work. This has been a very lot of material to go through. It's a very important area for the state of Oregon, and thank you all for being with us.
And Madam Chairman, before we adjourn the, if I need just one second.
Senator.
I want to thank the staff people that have worked in support of all of
you. Hear, hear.
Now, normally there's a lavish and expensive gift that the chairs collaborate on and give to the staff people, and in this case, the probably the most valuable gift that we're giving them is that we will not be meeting again until the regular legislative session. But I did want to tell them how much I appreciated all their hard work. It's been extraordinary. Thank you very much for all your work.
And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you for the co-chair.